Welcome. This is the after class for June 2020 for Tellington T-Touch for You Cellular Wisdom.
So welcome back for all the questions, and I hope to get acquainted with some of you. We have quite a few new people on, and in the next two, I hope you'll be with me on Tuesdays in the next 2 weeks. One of the things I want to put, 3 weeks. Oh, good. Oh, thank heaven. They're 3 weeks. Oh, yes. Good. If anybody has time or interest and technical computer abilities, I need some support, just in inspiration. And Alpha has, Harper has offered to help, but I could use some more because I need like four videos for you, all short videos, and I don't know how to get them off my computer, I know, into this, and you'd think it'd be really easy, but I need somebody who has the time to sit with me and say, just push those buttons, Linda, because I have too much other irons in the fire. So I'm just asking anybody who's really interested in delving into some of this, you know, deepening our connection. So let's see, Cindy, you had your hands raised up. Comments, questions?
Yeah, this is a little off topic, but I wanted to let you know I had a card reading the other day, and what came out of it was that I'm a child of Atlantis. And the woman recommended that I read this book. It's called Submerged Atlantis Restored, Links and Cycles, and it's from the Forgotten Books group. And I know that I feel that you may be a child of Atlantis too, and I thought you would like to know about that.
Cindy, it's not off topic at all. I just don't always share it, but I am going to share this. In this book is something special. It's called O Atlantis. And I want
that's
to tell
why
you because
that's why I connected with it, because I've heard it before, but I'd love you to read it again.
I would like, because we have some who haven't heard it. Now, what this means, I want you to understand that I got this on a very day, because it was the day, the morning of the first time we did this 15 people measuring them, the brainwave patterns of the awakened mind state with Anna Wise from the Boulder Institute of Biofeedback. And for those of you who are interested more in the awakened mind and Anna Wise, just Google her. It's all there. It's really, really great. So I'm in the morning, I went up outside of Boulder and sat on a hill to watch the sun come up. And I had my journal in my hand. And as the sun came up, these words came to me, "Oh, Atlantis, speak to me." And I think, what? Like, I have no interest in Atlantis, but I trust. And as Sandy said, like writing in the journal, you realize what you get. So it's, "Oh, Atlantis, speak to me. I know it's time that I can see the past and future again as one. I hear the call. I'm ready now. We must all gather, come together again. The pod was scattered, each learning alone. Finally, we've come together to clone, to strengthen our oneness, our knowingness too. Our bonds have weakened. We must learn anew who we are. Together, what we promise to do. So awaken, dear friends. Our family is strong. We've come together again to strengthen this bond, to renew our promise, to spread the word, to join our voices so they can be heard above the cries of fear and death." I mean, we're talking 1984, right? But I trust, and I kept writing. It's like kneading bread and adding leaven to expand the knowing that this can be heaven. So I read this a couple of times and thought, I don't understand this, but I trust. So I just closed the book. We did this, you know, this... we filmed it in this time with Anna Wise, measuring like 15 people being detached and touching each other. And so I went home, and visiting my home was a woman named Rhea Powers, who was there to visit a friend of mine who was sharing my guest apartment. And when I say apartment, that's a joke. It's not true. I had a room, a big, really big room that a friend was sharing. And it had been a garage. Okay, so Rhea Powers said to me, well, as a house guest, may I give you a gift of a past life regression? And I said, oh, yes, because I had an amazingly significant one that I am going to share with you in the next series, because we need to validate what we are getting and like what Cindy, what you're getting, right? And what we're drawn to. So I said, oh, yes, I'd like to do a regression. And then she said, let's do Atlantis. And I go, No, I don't think so. I don't know why I said that. And then I thought, that's pretty not very intuitive and certainly not very polite. So I said, okay. And I lay down on the floor in my living room. I had a very tiny house. And instantly, I see myself with thousands of people on this like endless aquamarine stage crystal. It's in the earth. Like we brought in, and everybody there are carrying these huge crystals and they're all programmed. And we were saying goodbye. And we were going scattering to all parts of the planet to plant these crystals, knowing and making the agreement that someday when the planet was once more at a tipping point, which is where we are, that we would find our way back together and each person would bring their own gifts. Each person has their gifts. And my gift would be a simple type of touch that would simply remind people of their oneness with all it is and connection to divine spirit in their own way. Not one way, not my way. Everybody bringing their own way. And when I heard myself say this, you all, I started to laugh and cry and carry on, because just the day before I'd received my first 2-hour horse video of a horse weekend, where on the weekend I had had everybody stand up and share tea touches with their neighbor. And they put 20 minutes of this in this horse video, which is a 2-hour long video from a 2-day. And in the end, the producer had filmed me reading the fig tree message, and I thought, I am ruined. Like, oh my gosh, in the horse world, are you kidding? And, but that was the beginning of T-Touch for you, and 1984, in terms of sharing. And that, Cindy, so it's not off topic, is it? It's right on topic.
And then a little extra, I'm a Pisces, and my birthstone is aquamarine.
Ah, lucky you. Nice.
So it's kind of a synchronicity kind of thing.
Can you write in the chat the names of the books?
That book? I can.
Yeah, I've never read. I've never been interested before.
She also said that she wasn't a child of Atlantis, so it was hard for her to understand. But because I am, that I would understand it. So I just want to throw that out there too, because it's like a huge book. And it's, again, it's Submerged Atlantis Restored. And then it says Oringaste Nudzi Cikels, which in parentheses means links and cycles. So I just started reading it, and I was just going to read a little bit at a time. Let it absorb, see what it meant to me, and then go on and read like a little bit more. And it's going to take me a while, but I'll get through it.
And for me, the big thing for all of this, you know, whether you're interested in Atlantis or not Atlantis, this discovery, each one of us, of going within and honoring this phenomenal intelligence that's in this body and recognizing that each one of us is a miracle. We don't need to know any more than that, because when we do, because we're all connected, we are all one, we spread the word. And Eleanor, you have some interesting information about that next time. I want to at some point in the chat bring it in about these two scientists who were arguing or disagreeing on what cellular what cellular intelligence means. This is the latest thing. So Cindy, thank you. On topic, perfect.
I wanted to say something.
We had two hands raised. Yes.
I wanted to say something.
Do you say Hagit? Is that?
Hagit? Hagit, yeah.
Where are you from?
I live in Wisconsin. My accent is Israeli.
Sorry?
It's an Israeli accent. I live in Wisconsin.
Oh, Israeli. Oh, fantastic. Well,
no, I live in Wisconsin.
I heard.
I just wanted to say thank you. I won't be able to be here on Tuesday, but I am. My story, it might be called the ultimate chutzpah, because the summit that you you mentioned today, the Fernecrest summit, I was trying to weed what I don't need to listen to.
Yeah,
and the day that really most attracted me was something about Fernecrest and spirituality, and when I saw on the day that you were interviewed, Linda Tarrington Jones, that's wholesale, so I can weed that, and it just happened that the day that another chance to listen. I went to the panel, and Elinor, hi Elinor, I've been following you for a while. I actually sent to you someone who was cured forever. Anyway, but we haven't met. We haven't met. And then Elinor got so excited, and this video about the woman with the Alzheimer's and about the pediatric ICU.
Yeah.
So I went back to listen to your interview, and then I decided that I'm going to sign up for that. But the next day I had a Zoom meeting with a patient where I work through the clinic. So unfortunately, I call the people who see me patients, but by Zoom. And this was not through the clinic. I just wanted to help. And they wanted it. And I thought to myself, okay, so how am I going to help him? I mean, it's a person after stroke with a very high level of pain. And okay, so I watched what you did, and I'm walking his wife on how to do the circles and a quarter. And then his pain was reduced just like, or almost like when he comes to me. So this is really amazing. And I teach some classes now. There is no class that I teach that they don't learn the heart hug. And I'm now in the midst of a workshop, of 2 weeks workshop. And the first thing that they learned, 70 people learned how to do the heart hug. I told them where it's coming from.
It's beautiful.
Thank you.
Beautiful.
And I just came here, and everybody here already is doing it for decades, but I'm very grateful for what I've
Hagit. Thank you so much for sharing this. And what I love about it, and why I'm so passionate about, you know, giving this bonus on Tuesdays, is because now we don't have time to lead every person through their issues, but that's what we're doing on the Tuesday. So if you can even watch some of it, because our interest, our intent is to have you share this work. That's what we're doing. You know, it's something for self-help, and we're going to be deepening that, you know, ways of deepening our knowledge and getting the details. But without the details, you saw what success you can have. I mean, I think it's a miracle, you know. I never get tired of it. I'm thinking it's just, wow. Thank you for sharing. You.
Thank you.
Yes. And thank you, Eleanor and Cynthia Allen, for that wrap up. And who was the other Feldenkrais practitioner on the panel?
Nick. I don't remember his last name. I'll look it up.
Well, he was great because he had just watched me lead a little bit and he'd gone home and tried it on himself and his family and it worked for him.
That is
so interesting.
And yeah.
You can be a child and you don't need to know any of this theory and you can make a difference. And yet the deeper we go, because we're all connected at the cellular level, as each one of us remembers our connection to all that is, as we discover our journey, as you acknowledge that those places of sadness, of gray, of not being present, that's in all of us. And when we share that, we can help to acknowledge that. And as we change in ourselves and release little bit of fear, pain, old experiences, we release it for everyone. That's what this is about on another level. And you don't need to know that, but the more you know, the more conscious you are, the more it lights you up. So thank you. We have four participants raising their hands. So zip. Who do we have? I can't see the hand raised, so.
Oh, you know, it was Cindy. I think she had, Cindy, I just lowered yours.
Okay, we have three other participants.
Right.
Let's look at the gallery and you can wave around. Oh, I see a hand there.
But let's see if Cindy comes on. 1-1000 to 1000.
Well, she was just on.
Okay.
I was just on. I just did a thumbs up for muting me or for lowering my hand, I mean.
Oh.
I'm good.
Okay. Oh, good. Okay. So did you want to say something?
No, I'm cool.
Oh,
okay. Except for thank you to all you guys. It's really been a joy communing with you and collaborating and co-creating with you.
Thank you.
Really, really enjoyed it.
I can't see the other hands.
And so I just unmuted Amy.
Hi. Come on, Amy. I'm here. Can you hear me?
Hi, Amy. Yes, hi.
Hey, I...
Now, if you could say your whole name, that'd be great.
So. I'm Amy Pollinger. I'm from Maryland. From a DC suburb, but we don't identify with that. We separate ourselves because we're independent. We're called the Free State. When we did the journey, they're all my favorite parts, but that might be one of my most favorite parts. And I looked at myself opposite myself. I have a lower back injury, which is a vertebra that's gone out of position. Ballroom dancer, so I'm eager to get back to my real life. And right now I'm in a holding pattern. I'm getting better, but so I looked at myself and I've seen this before, but today it was larger. The void in my lower back is deep. Like I couldn't work on it because it was a hole. And it went into the soul world, but it was so deep I couldn't touch it. I'm not sure what to do with that.
Okay. So are you okay with that? Can you have time to just kind of relax and stay here and we'll let other, and then I'll work with you after we hear everybody. Is that okay?
Very. I'm very, thank you.
So because we have quite a few people who are new and we'd all love to hear from you. And so we kind of get an overview and we're going to ask your body. Thank
you. And I'm not new. I'm not new, so I accept. Thank you.
Right, exactly.
Let's help other people. Okay.
Great.
Thank you.
So I am lowering the hand of Rachel from Fort Worth. I don't know your last name, but I see if it unmuted you too.
I think so. Can you hear me?
Yep.
Okay. I'm Rachel Novak, and I live in Fort Worth, Texas. And I had a couple of questions. So if you're trying to reach something kind of internal, like she was talking about the lungs or like chronic allergies, where do you touch on yourself? Like, do you touch your face? You know, do you do the tea touch on your face, or where do you?
Can you? No, I'm going to. We'll talk about that. Can you turn your video on, or so you can see me?
Back to you.
But I can't see you, so I need to.
I'm not dressed. Right.
Oh, okay.
I mean, I'm dressed. But I'm, hold on, let me. Sorry.
Okay. Super. Great. Hi.
Hi.
Welcome. Is this your first time?
This is my third Zoom class, but I've been following you for a long time, and it's something I've been wanting to do for a long, long time. I've been following the animal side, so.
Great. And tell me about your lung issues.
Well, I have chronic allergies, and so it's like when you have that issue, especially this time of year when it gets worse, like where do you touch on yourself? Okay.
So in other words, do you start sneezing? Do you have trouble breathing? What is the symptom?
Yeah, sneezing, headaches, breathing. It can trigger asthma.
Okay. So I'll just give you some of the like experiences that I've had that work. So if you start sneezing and can't stop, does that happen?
Yep.
Yep. So... I discovered this, my gosh, in, I don't know, the first year I got the circular touches, it was 1983, I was interviewing for, in San Francisco, a guy I was going to have do some videoing of my work, and he suddenly started sneezing, I mean, and sneezing, and he couldn't stop, and I mean, in my left brain judgment thought, well, is this some kind of, like, cokehead, or I don't know even what, like, because it was the time when some people I knew were really into cocaine. Why would I think that he'd be in a meeting and sneezing because of cocaine? I don't know. So after he couldn't stop, I said, would you like some help with your sneezing? And he said, yes. And I intuitively, you understand, started having him just work his ears. And I started at the base. And if you go back, it's just, so I put, all of you try this so you can give this to someone else, because this ear tea touch to get the details, you can use it for so many things. So thumb behind lobe, folded forefinger, do a little circle in this case and a little slide carefully over the edge of the ear so you don't flip off. Now go into this little bowl. Bring your thumb up and in the bowl of the ear. Now you will see, and in the, Sandy, we have it right in the bonus section. Don't we have the pictures of the ear?
Yes.
Yes. So you, what you want to see is now why I know this stuff works. In those days, I had no idea why it worked, because right in the top of the little bowl where your forefinger fits there, that's where the lung points. And heart. So you just go in there, a little circle and a little slide upwards, and then go a little higher, and your thumb is on, just all of you feel right in the middle of the back of the ear, there's this little divot. Yes, I remember this as a connection for the trigeminal nerve that gets the whole face. Okay, nasal, everything. And then we just go up and gently all the way to the top. And you just start there. And I have found, or it stopped. It stopped the guy in 30 seconds, maybe. That was the first time I'd ever used it for that. That's like, that's that intuitive knowing. Intuition is the realization of divine consciousness, that source energy, that creative energy of the universe. All I'm doing is trusting and listening, just trusting. But what we've done now is, thanks to my sister, Robin Hood, Linda, you have to get logical. We have to explain this logically. So over the years, I mean, we've been doing years and years for humans and for animals. And so we can have logical steps. So you just do it and be gentle. My tendency is, you know, to go a little too hard with myself, little circle and a little slide. And if you think that little slide, just a gentle slide, activates the Okay, Linda. Oxytocin. Thank you. The hormone of hope, no? And healing. And that's the slide, that movement and the little movement of the tissue. And the smile, if you bring the smile and smile, wow, at the thought of this intelligent, wow, I can connect with my lungs here, man. No, and all of this, wow. Like, it's the wow factor that gets me, yeah.
Does it matter left side or right side? Or do you do both?
You do one and then the other. I mean, in a heart attack, I do both at the same time. And we know that you can safely start a heart and you can't hurt. That's the thing. So for this, you do one hand, then do the other. Da, da, da. So okay. That's where I would start. Now, like for the sneezing. Now, also, I've had really personal good luck. And just going along this area. Now I've got the thumb, a connection with my thumb, and I just do a little tiny, tiny raccoon touches. That's the tip of your finger. Very light, like just really light pressure all along here. And if some of you go back and listen, you'll hear Debbie Potts talking about something that I did with this part of her nose that was amazing. So just, yeah. Now look at your fingers. Instead of folding your fingers back, see how the others are fingers and that side are pokey.
Yeah.
Soften your fingers and just pull these out of the way instead of folding them back. Cause that, if you fold them back, that's kind of, you know, a lot of tightness. So soften and just do, it's the forefinger right along this line. Now and experiment with it. And just see how that feels. That's what, do you get like drippy nose sinus?
Oh yeah.
Okay, well, I would be working with that. Okay. What, do you get like problem with your eyes?
Headaches, yeah. Especially. Oh, yeah.
Now with your headaches, often we'll find with a gentle ear touch, detouch that will work. The headaches will work if it feels good. Mm-hmm. If it doesn't, like here's the thumb. Can you all see this? And just follow along because, and so, now look at my fingers. Can you see there? My fingers here are stiff like yours. Just soften the joints, round it. That's it. Do you feel a difference?
Mm-hmm.
Now stiffen them again. And now do the T-touch. Now soften them. Feel a difference?
Mm-hmm.
That's it. Now, only if this feels good, Rachel, on your forehead. And sometimes that's enough, but this is where the hair slides come in. And because boy, I mean, how many, you know, we get this, we see this horse allergy in horses too, from when we used to have the bog, it would be terrible. And just these little slides. Right? And again, so it feels good. Now you take a little clump, mm-hmm. And move the skin on the scalp. Move the scalp in a circle and a quarter and a little slide out. And if you do it as, you know, Sandy said, in an explorer, curious way with curiosity, mm-hmm. You know, we can do it to fix it. It works too, like she said, it does. But if we do, let's just, and see how that feels for you.
Okay. I have one other question too.
Now just hold on. We're only, but that's just the start. Now, last week when I led, were you there when I led and it was it Rachel? No, Nancy said what a difference it made for her with the breathing. Because what we did then, do you have like trouble getting breath in your lungs at that same time?
Really bad, yeah.
Really? Oh, okay, great. Because that's what we really went into. And what Nancy said that I've got her permission to publish, which is significant, is this, she got more result from what we did than she's done in all the years of wonderful breathing exercises. And I said, why? And I don't know if you're still here. I can only see a few of you. But because she said, she was putting her hands on herself in a caring way. And that's the thing. We don't do it to fix. We say, you put your hands on with a wonder. What is this amazing, like, wow, this source energy. And we're talking to the cells and thinking, whoa. And so if you, now the best way to do this is standing, Rachel. And sitting, it's not half as good. Because in standing, we come up and we get the ribs. Because you all, we forget our ribs. You know, I realize that in what I use the back of my hand. And now I move my body. I wish you could see there. I can like stretch and I move my body and I lift and I come down and we get this belly here and it's a circle and a quarter and the lift and the hold and then it's the factor too. Like, oh wow. And see, I'm changing, moving the back here. And what I did with Donna last week that really helped her was supporting one hand with the other instead of just reaching back with one hand. And I'm thinking about those movement between my ribs and all the way down. And doesn't that feel good here? Mm-hmm. We've been sitting, for heaven's sake, for a long time. And just and all over. Find all the ways you can talk to your body. And I got so much of what out of what Nancy said, because putting her loving hands on herself was different than whatever breathing exercise that we do.
Well, I've been doing that. I don't remember if it's last month or the month before, but we went through and you did a thing where we went through and thanked our whole body. And so like, that's something I've been doing. And that's part of that, like, and at the end of yoga, that's how I put my hands on my heart and my stomach. So I've been trying to do some of that. Okay. I'm going to work on the softer fingers around the face and the ears.
Softening your hands.
Okay.
And keep a journal because we just don't remember it. I don't remember it.
The older I get, the less I remember.
Thank you.
Okay. I have one more question. This one will probably pass. So if the clock is on your chest, you know, like you're saying, 12, 6, 3, 9. So if you are sitting and trying to reach your foot, do you look at it? Do you do this from the perspective of standing or do you do it from like where you're sitting? So I
imagine this is a really big question for everybody. It's that school clock that we all had on the wall. I don't know what's going to happen with young people. They don't have that anymore. And you put it on your chest.
Right.
And it's from looking at it from the outside. So six is always going, you're going to put the six to the ground. The nine is always going to be the right side. If you look at it from the outside, it's not whatever. It's to the right side. Because if we have logical ways of, you know, stabilizing, okay, 12 up here and 3 to the left. Now, when we put it on our back, 6 o'clock is always still toward the ground. What I recommend when you're working on your back, don't even think about the direction. Do whatever your hands want to do, because it will depend on which hand you're using as the primary hand. Some people prefer clockwise, some counterclockwise. Just do. And if you're doing one in one direction, you think, how would it be the other way? Trust yourself. Do the other way.
Well, I was thinking of like when I'm sitting and I'm doing my knee, do I do it do I pretend like I'm standing and do it like from like the six is towards the toes or six towards the ground?
Okay, well, it's logical. If you have that clock on there and you put six toward the ground, you come up from six, you start to lift the tissue, like you go upward and there's a release of the tissue. So as you come around the top of the clock and down to three, it's still loose. Now, if you were to start at the top, at 12, and go down, just feel, just do it, it tightens. And so it's simply a logical feel, how that gives, it's kind of engaging the tissue, the intelligence of the tissue. Okay. And you know what, Rachel? Play around with it. How do you think I discovered it? Do what feels good.
Okay.
And remember, were you here when we I led Jewel through the touches on her knee? It was stunning because she got, maybe it was in the first Tuesday, because by the second week she had a 50% improvement in one knee when I think it was like an 8 pressure. I don't know if Jewel is, I can't see everybody right now. A lot of people, we've only got 29 people left here. It's a long time to sit here. But she got a 50% reduction in pain in that 1 week in one knee and 90 in the other. And she took it from like an 8 pain to a 2.
Okay. I haven't been able to make a Tuesday one yet, but I'm going to try.
Even if you can pop in for part of it, you're welcome to pop in. And if I know you're only there for a short time, I'll, try to fit you in.
Well, thank you for your help.
My great honor. And what helps me a lot, helps us, not me, helps Eleanor and Sandy and I to keep us in, is your feedback. It's so helpful. If you can put it in the Facebook site, great. If you can write to us. This is, that's what juices us, is knowing what it's doing.
Cool. Thank you. Yeah. I appreciate it.
Thank you. Now, anybody else who is just like, who hasn't been in here before that we haven't spoken with, I'd love to just acknowledge you. It's so nice to see everybody, or anybody who has like something they want to share.
Catherine Seal, I'm going to lower your hand. And I just lost you. So if you can unmute yourself.
Hi.
And darn,
I just, wanted to share, that's all. First of all, I wanted to share, I don't know if Sarah's still here, but it was kind of, I ran up and I put on these earrings when she said it about the dolphins, and she's worried they were going to drown or suffocate whatnot. Yeah. And then they told her it's just imaginary. Anyways, these earrings, my friend made them for me, but they're mermaid eggs, and they'll hatch in 99 years.
Oh, whoa, wow.
And anytime I wear them, people, comment, and I tell them the story, and they always look at me very, very seriously and tell me there's no such thing as mermaids. And I find it really interesting that, I just find it interesting. And so, yeah. So, it's fun. But anyway, so that's just sort of the playfulness of stuff.
I love it.
Imaginary. Yeah.
Thank you.
So, but I also wanted to just share, this last Friday I had a wonderful day, using everything that I've been learning from you. I had the week before I'd had a moment with my horse where I didn't speak my truth. Somebody else was sort of riding her and having some issues, and they did something not cruel, but just not T-touch way. And I was busy with my son on a different horse, and so I wasn't able to I didn't say what I should have said, and I felt really guilty about it and all this sort of thing. So I used Ho'opono to, forgive myself for the moment. And like I said, it wasn't cruel or anything, but just it wasn't
Listening to the horse, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And I wasn't sort of with the horse, so I wasn't, So I was, this last Friday, we went back and we did some wraps and such, and we got back. She forgave me. and we were listening and really listening, but I had a different friend, and she was there, and I was teaching her, and that was part of what you're saying, sharing and stuff. So I was teaching this other friend about it, and about the wraps and the T-touch and the tail work and everything, the slides. And while we were doing that, her son phoned, she's five, who was, this is the longest time he's going to be away from his mom because they're separated, and her dad took him for 12 days, and, you know, I mean, not took him like bad, took him, but, you know, and he called and he was crying and really missing him, her, I mean, and so I taught both of them the heart hug, and they did it over the phone, and when I taught them the breath, I said, now you're blowing that heart hug to each other.
Lovely. And
it was really a beautiful, and of course I taught about the smile, and it just, he was, when he phoned, he was beside himself, and by the time I taught them, I just taught him the heart hug, and yeah, it was just a really special moment, so I just wanted to,
beautiful,
wanted to share that, yeah.
Thank you so much. Beautiful.
And I have one little side question for Eleanor. She's about to leave. No. So I've had like a lot of neck problems and such, and like whiplash and everything. And I've been doing T-Touch and stuff like that. And throughout, like since August, it has happened in August. I've been putting Voltaren on it when it gets really painful. But then, like when you're talking about the vagus nerve and right there, that's exactly where it hurts. And then I'm thinking, am I, you know, because I know the Voltaren is soaking in through my skin, and like, is it a, like, what's your thought to that? Am I poisoning my vagus nerve? Or like,
I don't know about the herb that you're
using. Oh no, Voltaren is just, it's like a, it's a medication is what it is. It's not a herb. It's a medication that they decided that taking it wasn't so good orally. It's a pain, and just putting it topically is
so is Catherine bad. And Eleanor, can I just say something, please? I would really be comfortable for us not talking about anything medical like that.
Okay.
Because it's not really our place.
Yeah. And,
can I talk about the musculature? That's what I want to go in.
Right. Yeah. But not about any medication.
No.
Right.
So what I just sort of want to say, like, what, yeah, I mean, it's not necessarily about that, but just, I don't want to poison my vagus nerve.
But what you really want to do is the light touch to talk to the vagus nerve. It's not working muscularly. Although, if I were palpating it on you and you were lying down, and when I say palpating, I mean palpating, like, remember how we do that, the absolute light touch on the eyelid as a number one? Okay, when I'm...
Number one pressure, so those who are new know what we're talking about. Yeah.
And that's how light a one is as light without moving the eyeball by touching and gliding the skin on the lid. And when you touch that lightly, you can talk to the nerves that go through there. And then those nerves can help communicate to the brain. And the skull will actually migrate itself back into the proper place, and the tonicity of that muscle will even out and quiet down. And that becomes the beginning of your healing, if that makes sense. And it's absolutely beautiful. I love being able to do it for myself, my clients, and I was in awe being able to do this for my own pets.
Nice. Thank you.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
And I have a question, Janella. We haven't heard from you. Are you this? I haven't seen your name before. Is this your first time? Janella, I can't even see your whole name here. Can we unmute her?
I am. There you are.
Sorry.
Hi, Janella. We unmuted you.
Yeah, I didn't have my last name on there before, but I've been here every month.
How wonderful. Finally, my gosh, I don't believe it. I mean, here we are. Speaker, I want to see you. Hi.
Hi. I've been eating, so I probably have green lettuce in my teeth. But anyway.
We can't see it.
Right.
Anyway, where are you from? What's your story? What's your background with T-Touch?
Oh, gosh. My mind's all over the place. I live in Ridgefield, which is just north of Portland, Oregon. So I'm in Washington. Oh,
Yeah.
And I took, years ago, I took a class from Debbie Potts for horses because I didn't know what to do with horses besides go to my little riding lesson. And she recommended going and taking the class, the 5-day from Robin.
Nice.
And so I did that 3 years in a row because I was always the newest person in the, like, what do you do when you're brand new and you don't know what to do? The teacher was something to do. And I soaked it up like a sponge. Haven't used it as much as I could, but it's right from the beginning, it was the philosophy of Tea Touch that got me right from the beginning. And so anyway, I haven't done very much, but I believe in it. And I try to talk about it with people and I use it a little and always looking to do more, trying. But this Tea Touch for you has been really, to me, it's almost been like, I stopped going to church years ago. I love going to church. And the church I went to was very, for lack of a better way to say it, New Age. But anyways, this has been almost like a meditation group or going to church. It's just been, it's very much about consciousness and mindfulness and all that. And so it's been wonderful.
Beautiful. And how are you finding it for yourself personally, Tea Touch? Do you find you can use it for little things like you running your toe into something or, you know, mind?
Well, I've attended, well, one of the things that I've come to again and again lately, this, staying, the whole COVID-19, we know that all the pros and cons. For me personally, there has been certain pros. Everything has slowed down a bit. And so I have a tendency to gather knowledge that I'll get to eventually, and then I'll use it someday. And I got to go do this. So I don't use things. I kind of gather the knowledge and the desire to do it, and then I don't follow through. And so I think finally things are slowing down. And so I find I use it now and then, but not near like I think. But this whole vagus nerve thing has really just blown my mind. And so I'm thinking, you know, wherever you can start as far as getting into doing more. And that just, I have neck issues and all kinds of, and I'm just blown away by the information. And so, sorry, I don't have very many specifics for you, but.
No, it's perfect.
Yeah, I will say one thing. This is slightly different, but of course you asked about myself, not my dog or my horse, but. I did go to a clinic in Portland where you were there, and my dog is, she's very enthusiastic, even though she's 11 years old, you'd never know. And she's very reactive in a, like, just over the top kind of way. You put your hands on her and she has been different since that day. And that's, I remember you saying, like, Tea Touch isn't magic, but it can have a magical effect. And so it was just shocking to me. Like, I can't do it for my own dog sometimes. I can do it for someone else's dog or whatever, but it was just amazing. And she just observed the whole rest of the 3 days that I had her there. And so I'm a big believer. I just need to use it more. Blah, blah, blah. That's all.
Yes. You know, the thing is, I think, do you go by Janella?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
It's a beautiful name. I think that this time is giving us the opportunity to slow down. Mm. And I with the journeys like Into the Forest with the mirror, what I recommend, have you, like, could you maybe consider making a note for yourself and each day just do the one thing, just the this concept of saying thank you down the side of the body. It doesn't take, you can take a minute to do it at whatever rhythm works for you and just acknowledge that part. Because I think, you know, we get so busy in our lives that we don't want to feel what we're feeling possibly.
Oh, definitely. Yes. And I also like to make big plans, like starting to, it's kind of like the diet thing. On Monday, I'm going to start, you know, instead of a little here, a little there and start now, it's more like, I'm going to start. So that's perfect advice. Thank you.
And so I have a question. Do you do the heart hug when you wake up by any chance?
Well, I've been trying to remember it more often, not necessarily every time, but I have remembered it a little more often.
Okay, that's so a big step.
That's a great place to start.
What about mouth Tea Touch?
I've done it on my horse.
So well, all of you, because what I'm observing is there's a lot going on in your head, right? You have a lot of stuff going on.
Yeah.
We all do. And we're affected in ways that we don't realize. Lie the mouth, to touch, catch between your thumb and forefinger, and do a little like move and a little slide all around. Mm-hmm. Just pretend you're a horse, you know, like just pretend. Now, why do we do this? Because this is the closest connection to the seat of our emotions here. I mean, think about it, you all. If something happens, we do that. And or if we're thinking, you know, the thinker thing, I mean, that's real. Guys with mustaches are really lucky. And guys who shave also, they work that. Interesting.
And now with the masks, this is a great idea for the masks too. That was an amazing presentation.
Yeah. Because and I would say, like, ask what animal would like you to pretend you're doing. Like, did you have any animals that came to you in the forest other than, like?
My connection died like 3 or 4 times during that. I missed the entire thing.
Oh, no, I'm so sorry.
Well, I can go back and view the recording, but I couldn't stay connected the whole time. It's very frustrating. Some of my pets came, but not a wild animal.
Okay, so we just know that it's perfect. Number one, forgive yourself, forgive your techie stuff.
Forgive my computer.
Forgive it, and no lie. And just try to
stop. Forgive Xfinity.
What?
Forgive Xfinity, Comcast.
Yeah. Seriously, because it doesn't help to blame. So anyway, this is something, we haven't talked enough about it, this mouth to touch. And it's just really useful. So, welcome after all these years of really,
thank you very much.
You know why I think your dog was never the same?
Hmm.
Because when I put my hands on, I see the beauty. I see the perfection.
Hmm.
And when I do that, it's like, the message is, feel yourself. It's wow. And something happens that it's like a click. Doesn't always happen. Doesn't always happen. But thank you for sharing. Thank
you. I believe you. Thank you so much.
Bye.
We have Donna Shagru that wanted to ask something. I'm going to unmute and lower your hand.
Great. And then I'll take Amy. Yep.
I think you have to unmute yourself. I asked you there.
Okay.
The new thing. It makes me have to ask when you asked.
I'm also very much involved with color therapy and really got into T-Touch because I saw a real relationship that I could use between the two. And what I use is a thing called color harmonics, which has a pen light with all these colors.
Oh. And
we're also at an advanced level where we have all these sacred geometry inserts to increase the power. And I like to use the pen light and do the T-touch circle and a quarter with it, because I feel, you know, choosing the appropriate color. And this week, I spoke to the owner of the company, and she has visions. And her vision at night recently was about serotonin.
Huh,
and so she developed a sacred geometric insert. Only we have two. She provided two, and we're experimenting with it. And she gave a little lecture this week, and I couldn't believe some of the things she said. First of all, she talked about the vagus nerve. She talked about cell perfection, and then said, gave us something that Nikola Tesla said, that we were all humans, were born with intent, intuition, and imagination. and that we just have to activate them and use them. Mm-hmm. And I thought it was really good, and it reminded me so much of everything that we're doing. And it's so nice to see this concept spreading. You know, someone else talking about the vagus nerve, someone else talking about cellular perfection and their knowing their place. And I was almost falling on the floor.
That's great. I love it. It's in there. It's out there, you know.
It is. But I mean, it's just following you. It was just wonderful. And then the emphasis I'm hearing now, you know, from my doctors and now from this vision about serotonin. And so I'll be experimenting with that, with the color also, with the T-Touch.
Beautiful.
So just wanted to pass that about Tesla on to you, that he also talked about intent, you know, intuition. And he added imagination, and he felt that they were the three gifts that all humans were born with.
And those are right brain activity that is shut down if we only come from a place of logic, and if you can't see it, it can't be true. You know, the old science.
That's right. And I'd like to thank you very much for all of this. And I'm thankful for the coronavirus, because I don't believe we'd have Tuesdays with you like we have without it. You're trapped, so you have to talk to us. And
Donna, they would be Tuesdays with Linda in Munich, Tuesdays with Linda in Barcelona, Tuesdays with Linda in Italy.
And she'd be teaching. She wouldn't have the time to do all of this. So I feel that as bad as the pandemic is, in a way it's a gift from God, so that we get all of this wonderful knowledge is being passed on to us, that from you, Eleanor, I mean, there are things that I just can't believe this story I've told about that little boy with all of those tubes, and that he's going to college this year. I've told so many people that story. And you know, my nieces are medical, they're physician assistants, and I've bought them the T-Touch for You self-help book. I think that video is fantastic. I mean,
which one?
In the video that's in the book.
Oh, right. Yes. Great. Yes. It's really helpful.
Yeah. You know, it's great for training is great. I love training because of the interaction, but I'll tell you, that video, you can stop. You can rewind. Yeah. It's amazing. It just was. I think all of this is God's gift to us, and a very, very sick rapper, but I think it gives us the opportunity to also offer help.
Great. Thanks, Donna. Thank you very much. Yes. Amy, I asked you to wait, but I would really love to give you something to work on until Tuesday. And Elizabeth has her hand up. If we can make it just like, I want to hear from you, but I don't want to keep Amy waiting too long.
I am super, super quick. So this is an interesting share from the light mirror thing this morning. So when we started out, I was thinking about what I was looking at. And then there got to a point where I was no longer thinking about it, and it just occurred. And when that happened, I saw my lower spine from the front, and it was all in light. It was so interesting. And I have some issues with that part of my body. And I didn't think that, right? It just popped in. So I know it was valid, right? But it was all in light, and it was just for a little while there, just kept, you know, I kept seeing it all in light. And then I felt like I should lie flat for a few minutes, and I was on the couch, so that was easy, and I kept listening. And then when I got up and started moving around when we had our break, I realized, man, does my back feel better. And it's still held. I mean, it like really feels different. So
beautiful.
That's it.
Elizabeth Eckert, sorry, we didn't put your name in to start with. So can you describe that? Like the difference, like in level, in terms looser. Of awareness, looser? Okay.
Yeah, I usually have some alignment issues in that part of my body, and it kind of affects my stability on my feet sometimes. So it feels, but there's always some tension there. And I would say there's still a little bit, but it's much less. It feels much looser.
Beautiful. Now, have you done this thing now with that we did? I've got to move my chair here. If you can. Tell me, I have to make some room here. I'm stuck. Help. Okay. A little crowded here. Have you done this work that we took one hand and like just did the coiled python?
Yep.
You know, in the
stand? I work on that area myself quite frequently.
Yeah.
I have done that.
And how does that feel when you do it?
Well, it all helps. It's just that this is sort of different.
And can you describe the difference? Is it because you went in with light? Like, exactly what did you do? So you can repeat that.
Right, exactly. Well, I didn't do it intentionally. That's the thing, is I was in that state where something just arises. And what arose was the whole area bathed in light. And so I just followed it and let it stay bathed in light for a little while. And that seems to have made the change.
Amazing, huh? So
by
saying that, now you can repeat that anytime.
Exactly. Yeah, that's what I thought at the time. Gee, I need to, now I know that this made a difference. I need to do it intentionally now.
Right.
Because the first time, you know, today, I didn't set out to do that. I thought I was finished. I've had that happen in other situations. You think you're finished, and then that's when you get the prize, right?
Exactly.
So, yeah, I thought I was finished. So I'm like, okay, we're done. And then the next thing I know, I'm looking at my spine from the front and it's all light. It was very interesting. It was the light that made the difference.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
And did the light have a color?
It was a whitish light.
Okay.
Golden and white.
Golden white. The reason I didn't, normally I bring color into it, but it was too much information. I wanted people to be free to take it where they would instead of leading them, because, you know, we can do so much with light, but to bring that clear light in there, that's really interesting, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
So I'll be interested to hear how that goes this week.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. Well, I have some more gardening to do, so I'll be stressing it out a little bit, but it definitely feels different than it did before.
Perfect.
So, yeah.
Exciting.
So thank you. Okay.
Thanks. So how are we doing? Is there?
I don't see anybody else raising their hand.
So,
I had another comment.
Yep.
That earlier I had, this morning I had a somewhat sharp sore throat and I was working on my lungs in the forest, which didn't seem related, but I might have been because it felt better after that. But then I was working all around my eye, especially on the left side and all in this region. And I could feel changes in my ear, like you were talking about, Eleanor. And my throat isn't sore now. It's just like a twinge of it.
I actually have a question, Sandy. When you had the sore throat, could you tell if it was more on one side than the other?
Yeah, was it definitely left?
That's the vagus nerve. So the vagus nerve, so if any of you that were in one of the classes a while ago, like I think a whole series ago, I showed the openings at the base of the skull. That's remember? Right.
Yes.
So the big
I think that was 3 months ago, wasn't it? In the 3 months ago.
It was February, whenever that was.
Oh, good, because it felt like, poof, I knew it was, it felt like more than February ago. Okay, good. So remember the base of the skull is for the spinal cord. Then on the left side and the right side are two little ones about that tiny.
Yep.
And they're long called side. The jugular foramen, meaning opening. And the one on the left is smaller anatomically than the one on the right. And the reason why is if we're getting heightened concern, it allows that side to get pinched off with the nerves that come through. And they go, the glossopharyngeal, goes right there to the throat. And so
your sore throat was right there. And I have had left shoulder issues. I was working on my left lung. So it's all very, very interesting.
Isn't it? I mean, I when I started to see that and learn about the anatomy, self-learning about the anatomy and physiology of all that, I went, oh my gosh, most sore throats are on the left side. You know, when I'm touching people, I feel something on the left side of the thyroid. Ah, the branches go to the thyroid. You know, et cetera, et cetera. So when we can do these circle and a quarter touches that are as light as a number one level, like the touch of moving the skin on the eyelid, we can quiet that down because, gosh, especially in nowadays, we're like a sore throat, right? And then we get more concerned. And instead it's like, oh, that's my vagus system. Here are some things that we can go directly to those branches and go,
Yeah. Not today. Yeah. And I have had some concussions from the left side also.
Perfect. So thank you. New learning. So let's, Amy, tell me, let's tell me what part of your body is talking right now to you. What do you want to address?
Hi. I've been having a lot of headaches. Of course, like Sandy, I've had concussions. I have been doing the scalp and the hair slides, and it really helps. It comes back later. The headache is lighter, and I have to do it again, but it really helps. It takes a while. My main concern today was when we were using the mirror, we were looking at ourselves, and I looked at my body, I'm used to being pretty active, and my life has kind of been put on stop. My vertebra L4 has slid forward. It's been coming. I learned to always save x-rays and MRIs and stuff like that because you can refer to them. So I have a whole grouping of my whole family, including my dogs, of, you know, the body parts like that. But what happened was in the L4 sliding forward, it pinched my nerve. And this was almost exactly 4 years ago. I went nuts. No, I didn't go nuts. My nerve went ballistic. And all three surgeons said, you need to operate immediately. But I couldn't wait for the Hopkins guy. So I was taken to pain management, and it works. They do platelet lysate, which is my own blood cells and platelets, and then, you know, the growth factor, and they inject it. And originally there wasn't enough space. So now I'm sort of at a more stable spot. I'm certainly not going anywhere. But what happened was in the forest, when I got down to that part of me, it's still, that part still creates a weakness in my leg. And I've been seen by, you know, the right practitioners, except for right now it's, you know, quarantine-ish. But when I looked at it, there was this deep, really infinite void. And it, I've seen it before, but never quite as pronounced. And I couldn't touch it. I could send energy into it. I didn't feel like there was much I could do at that point. I can send love, I can send gratitude, I can Ho'oponopono, but I didn't know what to do with it, and I found it very upsetting.
Hold on one second.
Lord, I made her get up.
Need the light out of my eyes. Well, what I'd like you to do, just can you sit in a more relaxed position? Are you leaning forward there? It looks like
only because you're all really small. Yeah.
What is
and
that?
And I keep getting
sound?
Messages for God's sake. Yeah. We're Beth last week since she was here.
I think that's your you're getting texted or something, Amy.
Cleared it.
Okay.
Okay, great. Thanks. So just sitting comfortable, get yourself as comfortable as you can and see if we can still hear you. You're like really get, yeah.
Hey, oh my God.
And so even though Linda's talking specifically to Amy, everybody can
get
follow.
Comfortable. Thank you, Sandy. Let's everyone get comfortable. Amy, unless you need to hear those messages, you know, you can go up to your right where those three are, the three lines are four, and you can put on, we can close off, do not, you can put the do not disturb on so we don't get that coming. Do you know how to do that?
Did it affect you guys?
Yes. Yeah, it's really loud in our ears.
Really?
Yeah.
Let me try something. I'm sorry.
It's okay. You wouldn't know that.
Right.
I don't know that.
Wouldn't think we'd hear a vibration.
Well, because you're on vibrate, now you're on silent.
Great.
Okay. And now I dimmed everybody. Wow. Okay, I can see you, but you're darker.
Okay. Now, I just need you to get comfortable, everybody. Let's just like sit back a moment, get comfortable. And what I'd like you to do, just get as comfortable as you can and close your eyes, take a few nice deep breaths. And actually, if we could all do just some really quiet heart tugs of appreciation to our bodies. We've been sitting here a long time. And Amy, I'd like you to like do the 1¼ circle and the lift and nice deep breath and a smile. Smile at your body. And I'd like you now to visualize, like, let me see, what would be fun for you? Can we just, I'm going to take you a little back into the forest. And I want you to surround yourself with something like, you've got a little bush barrier around you so you feel really comfortable, like protected among the trees. And I want you to lie on something that really, really a good feeling. And now talk to your vertebra and let's start at the base of your vertebrae and do an imaginary circle and a quarter there. Just do imaginary with the light pen that Donna was talking about. Like you've got an angel or it's just, are you okay bringing an angel into this to imagine it?
Yes.
Or you can, who would you like to bring in somebody?
No, I like angels and we're good.
Okay. So I'm going to ask the angel just to make it a circle and a quarter, like a motion with color right around the first, your lower vertebra and do a little circle and a quarter and a little light inside and smile at it. Just imagine that you can feel that. And then go up the next vertebra, just imagine it. And now we're going to do another one. Deep breath. And now just think, if your vertebrae wanted to tell you something about those three movements, what would they want you to know about that part of your body? What would be helpful? Something they want you to know that's helpful about that part. And if you don't get, an answer, that's okay.
Will you know a little bit about what's happening to me?
What?
I was a little lonely.
Okay, good. So imagine, who can you bring in there in the forest? What animals could you bring around you? Close your eyes a moment and just imagine. Get more comfortable. You're kind of, yeah. Bring someone in, some animals who are really going to be there for you. Who are they? What are they?
Ivy is Hava's great, great, great aunt. She was there when my knee was injured, and she'd lie on the bed with me while I was recovering and hold my hand.
Okay.
Because she said she was there. She was there to make sure I recovered.
Has she crossed over?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Beautiful. And how does that feel when you feel her presence?
Like a fluffy cloud.
Great.
She was a Tava, but a lot smaller. Standard poodle, but small.
Okay.
Very loving. Yeah.
Can you imagine on your in your comfortable, safe place in the forest? You can all make your own places there. It's kind of fun to make it, see what each one of you would have. It's very nice. And now roll Amy on your side so that she can come and touch your vertebrae with her nose. And just touch and make a circle on those first three vertebrae with her nose.
Below the injury?
No, start at the very bottom. Yes, before the injury. Yeah. How does that feel when she feel that she's touching that with her nose?
Warm. A little moist, a little cool, but warm.
Okay.
Moist. No. Alive.
Okay, as you go up vertebra by vertebra, tell us, you guide us, where the next vertebra, how far up is your injury?
4.
Okay.
L4.
So go another one, another circle and a quarter and touch, and then tell me what that feels like when she touches that next vertebra.
Delicate. Okay. There. The angle a little bit in. I still have the big void on 4.
Yeah. So now I'd like her to go around it with her nose. Which side? Do you want her to go around left or right before she goes up and comes back?
Left down towards the ground.
Okay. Just you're going to make a detour around that place where you don't feel it. And how many vertebrae are there that you don't feel?
1.5 to be specific.
Okay.
I'm a Virgo.
So go on up around it, up the back. Vertebra by vertebra, just follow it up. Just imagine she's touching you. And tell me when you get to the top.
Up to C1?
All the way, yes. Okay. Now let's just move on. We're not gonna, we're just gonna have her touch them and go on up.
Okay.
Okay. And then what was she like as she's coming back down on the other side, on the right side? How do you, what do you want her to do? Circle on each vertebrae, do a little, okay, and let's move down all the way down to where the injury is. And could she just take a little thread of light and like move her nose over it instead of around, just go over like weaving over it?
Yeah.
And then go on down to the base.
I like that.
And then go up the other side, just this touching, touching, weaving, just like it's a little weave, like little rainbow weave over the place that you can't feel. To one and a half vertebrae and up to the next and just go up the spine.
Like lacing up the corset.
Right. Now, I just want you to imagine you're just lying there and relax. Now, let the intelligence of the body take that on and feel it. And imagine that you allow your body to do that. And that means if you can smile, if you can, in your voice, in your mind, sing a song, like hum a song. Enjoy the feeling of the trees around you. Go back in there. For just feel and look, listen to see what other animals or sounds or bees or butterflies. Somebody comes and lands on you and just like fairy wings.
Yeah. I actually had a bug land, a big bug land on my head last night when I took Hava outside.
So just,
like it was waiting. I thought it was waiting for me. I swear.
Just stay in the forest. Now I'm going to leave you there because and call in more angels around you. I suggest if you felt like it, just stay there well and breathe and breathe and just like feel the breath of the earth, breathe in the earth, really make a safe place for you there. And you can even build a little, like a lovely little protective enclosure over you, like a little house with a lot of fun things in it. And with a house, I just mean one room where you feel really protected. And call in your cells, call in the intelligence of your cells. And I'd like you to just stay there, turn your computer off, if that's okay, and stay there a while. Lie down, you're on a couch, you can lie down there, can't you? And be in the forest. And put your hands on your heart and do some nice few touches to yourself. And we're all there, we're just there with you. Breathe in as you start to circle and out and then stop at the quarter point, another deep breath in. Great. Yeah. Just call in those angels. Stay there. Just stay there quietly now. Enjoy. Now, I would like to bring this to a close because we've been here a long time. If there's anybody who has any others, anything else that you would like to, just we can bring you all on here.
Just thank you.
You're welcome.
I have rainbow questions, I'm good.
Carolyn Nyland, we haven't heard from you. I'm just kind of looking for names that
can you I goofed.
Unmute? You what?
I goofed.
In what way?
I didn't get here. I just saw the email. I just came on right now.
Oh, my goodness.
So sorry.
Well, it is worth listening to this. It's been very wonderful. I would like to just know a little bit about you. Maybe this was the time you were supposed to come in. We could look at it that way. Where are you from?
I am from Berthoud, Colorado, just Great. North of Denver.
Uh-huh. And is this your, how have you been with us through how much of this 9 months?
I started on the second class because I didn't sign up until then. And so I look forward to going back and reviewing them, the ones that I've already done. Yeah. And so I'm excited about your techniques. My daughter interviewed you for a story about horses and told me about your work. And so I decided this was a great time that I wanted to learn more. And I have certifications in Brain Gym Rhythmic Movement International, Movement Lesson, Eden Energy Medicine, and a variety of other things. I'm a former kindergarten teacher, so.
Oh, beautiful. So have you had a chance to, you know, learn the basic 1 1/4 touches and apply it into
yourself? And I have been using them.
And can you tell us how?
Can I tell you how to use them?
No. Sure. Can you tell us how anything that you've found useful for your body, like what sort of, how have you been?
Well, I've used them with one little client in particular, and I taught his mother because we've been, of course, using the distance learning.
Right.
And so in one case, we were, and I just felt this was really wonderful. He was constipated, and so his mother asked if we could move the class back, and I said, sure. Finally, she called, and she said, nothing's happening. Let's go ahead with our session. And so when I saw him, he is arching his back. He's very uncomfortable, marching around. I said, okay, we've already done the T-touch. Let's just do it. So in the air, not touching him, focusing on him. And I heard his voice change. And then shortly after that, he went over and laid down on his bed. So beautiful. just remarkable. And I love it because it's so simple. And even the kids can do it themselves. So.
And how old is he?
He's 5. And I've used it on the dogs around the neighborhood. I don't have a dog. I haven't really used it with my daughter's horses because I just haven't been over there that much. But it's been great so far what I've learned.
Wonderful. And the thing that I do love about it, it's children learn it so easily. I mean, 3-year-olds will learn to do just with one finger the work, you know, the T-touch around the mouth when they're feeling maybe upset about something. It really helps to focus them and they can do this so easily. Same thing with the ear T-touch if they're not feeling well. It's so amazing. I mean, with infants, like in the arms of mothers, I love doing this on the plane. Child, you know, a very young baby, usually with the mother alone, is crying and, you know, across the Atlantic. Right. It's hard. So I always ask them, you know, would you like to just maybe something could help you? And I'll show the mother on myself and then I'll ask her permission and I'll do some T-touches on her. And then she can do T-touches on the ear. And it's so rewarding. I mean, sometimes the last time this happened on one of the trips, I could only reach across a person in the middle and show the father who was holding his baby in his arms and really unhappy. And I mean, just they were able to calm this little one in a very short time.
Interesting when you were doing the key touch around the lips. So he is nonverbal and we started doing that with him around the lips. And now he doesn't do the circles yet, but he will start grasping his cheeks and playing around his lips, which hopefully will bring
about more verbalization. So
big deal. Yes.
Thank you.
Could you send me an email so I can be in touch with you? Because I've got someone I've got to contact her. She's working with children in the autism spectrum and wanted to know what we've done with this. And we've just over the years had really good success. And it takes so little, as you saw. It takes so little to make a difference. But I'd love to be in touch with you. If you could just...
Okay. That would be
Linda at ttouch.com, and let's stay in contact with you. Let's see, who else do we have? Sandy, I'm in. Nancy, how are you doing? I'm still blown away what our conversation at the end of the last session. I think of you so often, you can't imagine.
Thank you so much. Actually, what's pretty interesting to me is, you know, just seeing myself on Zoom all the time, my head is usually, which side is it? It's usually to this side. And just with, Sandy or Eleanor, they just do those little tiny touches. I just noticed that my head's on straight, and it's like, oh my God, you know, it was just such a simple thing to have that happen. I'm very grateful, very grateful.
It's so interesting how little it takes to simply, it's just like acknowledging the brilliance of our bodies with this link, through this link to the cellular wisdom. I mean, I'm blown away.
I just feel my body just relaxing after just doing a couple of those. It's just like this huge exhalation and release from all the holding up, you know, of just life. And it just is such a simple fix. It's amazing.
And that's a good point, isn't it? All the holding up for life, especially.
Yes. Always. Yeah, especially now.
Yeah, especially now. Thank you. You're Marla? Welcome.
Thank you.
Hi. Mm-hmm. Marla, hi. What's your last name?
Steele.
Steele?
Yep.
Great.
I'm kind of popping in and out. The last 3 years, I took care of my husband who had lung and bone cancer, and he died just a couple months ago. So the first one, I've wanted to study with you for years. You've been on my Hawaii manifesting board for years. But the last 3 years, like right now, I'm taking care of my mom in Arizona. I'm from Northern California. And it's been nonstop. My sister died suddenly. My cat died. I had to get rid of my dog. My personal assistant for 15 years died suddenly. And it has just not let up for me, one after the other. And so I started in April, was able to do a little bit with you then. And that was the first time I really had nurturing, because we went right into losing my husband to COVID, to lockdown. And I realized that was the first time that I had touch in months, because it was in and out of the hospital with him all last year, in and out of the hospital with my mom, flying back and forth between California, Arizona. And here I am back in Arizona taking care of her again. So it's just, and I keep forgetting until I get the notice, oh yeah, we're going to gather again, but it's time to like touch and do it. So I'm really grateful. I can't wait to go back and look at the whole series. I remember somebody earlier today saying they're connecting more with plants now than animals. I'm kind of in that place. I've lost most of my animals now. I still have my horse, and I have tremendous guilt because he's been so neglected the last couple of years. But whenever I do get back in town, I do a little bit of the tea touch on him. So I follow a lot of the Greg Braden and the Bruce Lipton and everything else. And I am a professional communicator, energy healer, probably like pretty much everybody else on this gathering. So I'm looking forward to learning more, integrating it into my personal life and then what I do for my clients. And then I want to come see you in Hawaii and play with dolphins and turtles.
Great. So what are you with your mother?
Yes, she's in the other room. We've got a care helper helping out right now, but yeah.
So have you been sharing tea touch with her?
She's not a touch person. The only thing I can do is a little distance Reiki, but she's very much hands-off, no touchy. Yeah, I've been sleeping with her. She has a big bed, and I've been doing some, you know, energy stuff and a little bit of talking about angels and the other side and all sorts of stuff. Are, you know, we have a lot of family members, and she has a lot of friends that are on deck waiting to greet her. So she's between two worlds, trying to figure out whether she wants to stay or go.
Do you get any time to read?
Not right now. When I get on the plane in 2 days, that's my sacred space to read. I can't wait.
Not very long. When you say between, you know, deciding to stay or go, the book that comes to my mind, is, and it's an easy read, it's a fun read, it's not a study, but it's Jane Roberts' The Education of Oversoul 7. And it's Oversoul sitting on a cloud looking at his lifetimes, and first in the Stone Age and then in the Middle Ages. He's a struggling artist. And then in the present, she is like an 82-year-old woman who defies her children, and she buys a van and goes off with George, her friend. You know, my God, they're not married. And they drive around, and she's talking to George in the back, and suddenly he's not answering, and oops, he crossed over. So she stops by a park bench and props him up on the bench, and the next thing you know, her kids have put her, you know, in care, and they've got her drugged, so she can't really think. So she hides this under her tongue, and then she goes in and out of the window, and it's just so, it's such a beautiful, you know, kind of, I don't know, experience in a way. I mean, it sounds funny, but it's really, I think that's what we do. Like you say, she's between the worlds, you know?
I mean, she's very much present now. And before I got here a month ago, she was drifting out a lot more. Oh, yeah. Now she's very much here. And I need to get home and start taking care of myself and putting my own back together. It's been a long haul of just so much death and loss and caregiving. I'm concerned after I leave, but you know, I'm letting go. You know, I had a craniosacral, a fantastic 2-hour bodywork session the other day, and pulled my energy back in, because I tend to give my energy to my loved ones, right? So it just happened. I can't tell you how many times with my husband, as soon as I go, no, you can't feed off my energy anymore, I'm pulling it back, he would tank. And she does it every time. And sure enough, Friday, have a fantastic session and I'm full. And she spent the day in bed for the whole next day because she's just so tired. She has no energy because I took my energy back. So I go round and round with this with my loved ones. With clients, I'm fine. I can manage my energy with clients. It's just my family. I have probably, like most people, much harder time trying to do that. And then I don't want to feel like there's something I could have done to help, especially because I have all this knowledge and all these realms. But then I have to watch the line between, well, what growth and what path is it her job to do? And if she's not choosing it, I just hope to be like, I'm right here, you know?
So you can only offer, you can only offer.
Yeah.
And so with your, one of the things that might bring you pleasure would be, you say you're feeling guilty because you're not with your horse, but you can be literally working with your horse. I mean, from a distance, you don't have to be there. You just imagine doing the T-Touch session. It's one thing to send energy. It's another one to imagine that you're actually there. And I physically find, if I physically do the T-Touches on myself as I'm imagining where it is on the horse, it can make a huge difference. And so you can let go of the guilt because you can be there as much as if you're there.
I actually should show you something. You just reminded me of one of my own products that's in the other room. Is I made an animal chakra chart for that reason, with a pendulum dowsing page and everything, to act as a surrogate to work on my animals so I could be neutral. And then I started, you know, selling them and helping other people. And you know, I'm just so overwhelmed right now. I'm like, oh yeah, I need to get out my own chart and work on my horse that way. So
good.
Yeah, so thank you. Good reminder.
So let me ask you, when were you there when we went into the forest?
I came in the middle of it and lay down, but I had to pop in and out. So I saw, okay, I heard,
so you weren't there.
And the animals around, but I couldn't really participate.
Yeah, okay. Because what this is really about, what is connecting with that light through the link of the T-Touch, with that light within, with that divine spark in every cell in our body, 100 trillion cells, 100 trillion sparks, 100 trillion lights. And this is one of the things, wherever you touch with this circular, just think 1 1/4 circles, it's like this link to that amazing source energy. Now, it's just another way of seeing lots of different ways, but this happens to be, it seems like it's a really simple way that you can share with other people, and they don't have to know anything, and they can make a difference. So blessings on your journey.
Thank you. And you know, I just wanted to say, you reminded me with the mouth stuff, she'll often just pick at her lips whenever she's stressed. And I think that's very interesting, is maybe I could show her a little circle with the pick at the lip, but that's intuitively what she's doing to.
Yeah, and tell her why. I mean, and if she can actually grip it instead of picking, like take it between the thumb and forefinger and do a little slide.
Okay.
It can help, you know, it just like get some emotional relief there.
Yeah. We definitely both hold things, stuff things, TMJ, and I've been working a lot on releasing that. So it feels so good.
Great. Yeah.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Lynn, you've been really quiet. Haven't had a chance, Lynn Coleman, to say anything. How are you?
Linda, I just want to let you know I have to hop off, so.
Okay, I'm just going, I think this is the last person we've got, and I'll just say. So, Sandy, awesome. We were going to meet at 12, weren't we?
Not today, Tuesday.
Oh, Tuesday, okay, great, thanks.
Love you, everybody. See you next time.
So, Lynn.
Yes.
How are you? I'm here. Yes, how are you?
I'm good. Yeah, I'm doing a Feldenkrais certification right now. And so it's been really interesting to take the time to really slow everything down and feel and sense. The T-Touch will also access the same thing I'm finding, where it's there's kind of this wash of kind of like euphoria in a way, or it can be described that way, where it just feels really completing, really good. And I don't know, sometimes I get that feeling with Feldenkrais, sometimes not, you know, if I take my time with it. So that's what I was doing today, was just really exploring the sensations inside.
Beautiful.
I've been spending a lot of time projecting outward, and it's kind of amazing because we're in a time where we can connect virtually. Which we've been able to connect with people virtually through email and everything else for quite some time. And, but I've been spending a lot of time following different live streamers or young people that are at the marches in Denver, where I'm from. And I can communicate with people on the chat. And so I feel like I'm actually with them. I can hear them talking. I can see what they're experiencing. And then I decided yesterday to drop into some of the less positive spaces with live stream and with the chat. And it was interesting because what I was doing was basically taking a place of question, a place of opening with those people in the chat. And then I had to pull back because it was quite a lot going out, like a lot, and very tiring. But today it's been really good to go in and come inside, except we are, you know, extending outward virtually with each other here. And so it's just a really interesting thing when you're on different wavelengths. And I think that there's more and more people who are going to start realizing that they can communicate not in person, but they can communicate to other people in, maybe not through a computer even, you know, that is a possibility. We do have that ability, but we normally don't ever develop it. We don't have to develop it. But as I'm a mother, and I did a lot of this with my kids, where I could sense where they were at when I wasn't with them. And I could get information, not specifics, but just information that needed to happen. So I'm glad that you bring up intuition, because I think that's what people are able to drop into maybe more now, is this intuitive realm. And the people who are pushing it away, I'm wondering, during this time where there's the pulling in, staying at home, being sheltered, there's some people that are resisting that, but I'm wondering if the majority will start understanding that this is where the answers lie.
And you know, it may have something to do, Lynn, with their survival level. You know, the level of fear that they're dealing with. How if you don't know how you're going to survive, there's no time for introspection or this ability that we have of spending this time together. And that, for me, that's, you know, it's about sending prayers to those people that they will find somehow that connection that is beyond themselves, because that's a terrible place to be alone when you don't think, when you don't realize there's something beyond us, you know, this universal source intelligence beyond us. Amazing. So have you found any practical, like simple technique, like of using the techniques with T-Touch, in terms of any part of your body that you have a different feeling about, or when you, well, yeah, just any.
I found that the information about the vagus nerve was really interesting, because oftentimes I find myself doing that without really thinking. And so now
doing around your face, you're working on your face.
And or around my mouth. And I had at one point a business where I was on the internet a lot, and I would end up doing things with my hair. In fact, the end of days, I would go look in the mirror and my hair was like sticking out. So I've been doing these things, but not with the circle and the pause. I think that the pause is what I was forgetting.
Yeah.
And so I've been trying to work with specific areas. Like I've got an area on my thumb that the bone is on bone, and they want to go in and add more cushioning somehow. But I've been trying to take and just do the circle and a quarter around on it. The pain isn't staying away. I mean, it's still there, but it seems to be better. And then the other area where I've got some arthritic constrictions is on my lower back. So I've been going in and kind of playing with that as well. The other thing I've been doing is I've got two dogs. One is very old, and he has a severe heart condition. And he came to me 3.5 years ago. They thought he'd go into 6 months, and he's still going along. I was playing with his neck when you were talking, just to see kind of how I could release. He's probably got arthritis in his neck. And he's coming over and coming over and coming over now that he really likes the circle and a quarter touch. So I've been practicing my dog.
And what?
On myself. Yeah. Practicing on my dog and seeing where the...
Yeah.
And then transfer that knowledge.
Yeah. Now the interesting thing is that when you're working on your dog, it is having, or any other animal, doesn't matter, it does have an effect on your own body. It's really interesting. And on your thumb, boy, it's so interesting. I mean, the various ways. Where is it that it's painful? Right. So one of the things you might do is follow it. Like you may find it's not just where you think it is. follow on up, yeah, follow all the way on up. And
okay. It's, on up.
Yeah. And see, wait a minute. Ah, interesting. And change the pressure as you go, you know, and find out where, what pressure it takes to make it, hurt, and then back off and keep going. And then go in, because sometimes I've worked with people who could make no progress with that sort of thing, but they were using too much pressure. And the thing is, I want to use enough that my body takes me seriously. I know there is really something, so I'm there. And then less. So just play with these lines. Okay. Nice to see you. Nancy, nice to see you. You all are, it's great. It's a great pleasure to be with everybody. Have a wonderful time, and hope to see you. Maybe drop in on Tuesday, and we'll be well.
Thank
Aloha.
You.
Hey, well, Donna. Love you.
I have something special for your birthday coming up. I'll tell you when I see you on Tuesday. It'll make you feel really special. It's about your birthday.
Okay. Lois, I'm sorry. I didn't see you. I had the wrong view. Anything you want to say?
Thank you.
Love your flowers.
Oh, thank you. Anyway, aloha.
Aloha. Bye.
Bye-bye. Thank you.